Welcome back to our deep dive into commercial real estate. We're going to take a look at the latest news with a focus on the Dallas-Fort Worth market. Especially for those of you out there interested in the retail sector, we've got some fresh insights from CoStar and JLL.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit to cover today. Data centers, construction trends.
Even a peek into the world of steel mergers.
Right, and these reports offer a fascinating snapshot of the market's direction. You know, where things are heading, we'll break it all down, what it means for your investments.
Let's jump right in with the JLL report on data center financing. Predicts a pretty massive surge.
Driven by AI.
Exactly, reaching a huge $170 billion globally by 2025.
It's fascinating. AI workloads are still a pretty small percentage of the total capacity in data centers.
Right.
But they have a huge impact on development. It's kind of like AI demands a lot more powerful data centers.
Except.
More efficient ones, too. So that pushes development into new markets, really stretching the limits of the current tech.
And the report specifically mentions DFW, saying it's pretty tapped out on data center space. For the next couple of years, at least.
Yeah, limited availability definitely has some interesting implications for investors, especially local ones.
For sure. So when supply is tight, demand is high.
Exactly. That can lead to some higher rental rates and property values.
So for those who already own data center space in DFW, this could be good news.
Yeah, I'd say so.
The report also mentions a comeback for nuclear power.
Interesting. As a sustainable energy source for data centers, looks like those tech companies are serious about their commitment to net zero emissions.
Yeah, there were a good amount of notable nuclear deals in 2024.
Seems to be a potential shift in how we power data centers, something to keep an eye on. Could really change the landscape of energy consumption for the entire tech industry.
All right, let's switch gears a little bit to the DFW market as a whole. CoStar is reporting a construction slowdown across all the major property types in the area.
Yeah, and that slowdown, you know, it might seem like bad news, but it could actually be an opportunity for the right investor.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Less construction means tighter supply.
Eventually.
Right, exactly. Which could drive up those rental rates and property values.
This is especially important for anyone thinking about the retail sector.
Absolutely.
Because despite a national slowdown in retail construction, Dallas is still strong. It's still a top market for new retail construction starts.
Exactly. The DFW retail sector is proving to be resilient. It's a testament to the region's strong fundamentals, population growth, diversified economy, and a business-friendly environment.
That's attracting retailers.
And shoppers, of course.
All right, let's move on to the industrial sector. CoStar data shows a notable change in who's buying.
Mm.
Private capital is overtaking institutional investors in the industrial market.
There are a few factors at play here. Private capital is becoming increasingly available. These investors are looking for higher yields. They're perhaps a little bit more comfortable with risk than institutional investors. The shifts suggest that the industrial sector is viewed as having strong potential for attractive returns.
So even though we are seeing a slowdown in construction overall, there's still a lot of activity happening in specific sectors like industrial and retail.
For sure. It's a dynamic market, requires a keen understanding of the trends if you want to make smart decisions.
You always have to keep an eye on those national trends, too. For example, office occupancy rates are still struggling nationwide.
Yeah.
Major cities like Los Angeles are showing a lot of vacancies.
Right.
And then there's this new law in California protecting commercial tenants.
Right. Lots of changes. Expanding those notice requirements for rent increases, limiting how much landlords can pass through in operating expenses, even mandates translations of lease agreements.
It makes you wonder if other states might follow suit.
Potentially, it shows how the legal landscape in commercial real estate is constantly changing. You always got to stay informed.
Then you've got those devastating wildfires in California having a major impact on insurance rates for multifamily properties.
Yeah, CoStar reported that the fires caused something like $1.9 billion in damages to commercial properties.
Wow. It just goes to show how important it is to consider those environmental risks when you're making real estate investments.
Definitely. And even though Texas doesn't have the same wildfire risks as California,
right,
we've got our own environmental things to consider.
For sure. Always got to factor those into your due diligence.
Absolutely.
Now let's zoom back in on DFW. There was a family-owned investment firm that just bought a prime retail center in Uptown Dallas. Seems like a positive indicator for the retail sector.
Definitely a good sign. Uptown Dallas is a highly sought-after area. This acquisition shows the lasting value of well-located, high-quality retail space.
and the fact that it's a family office making the purchase.
Known for their long-term investment approach.
Yeah. Exactly. Suggests that they have faith in the continued strength of Uptown Dallas.
For sure.
And then on the other side of the spectrum, you have the Container Store filing for bankruptcy protection. It's a good reminder of the challenges faced by brick-and-mortar retailers.
Yeah, highlights the importance of adaptability. You know, the Container Store was known for their organizational products. But maybe they didn't evolve quickly enough to keep up with e-commerce and those shifting consumer behaviors.
It's a good lesson for anyone looking at retail investments.
Absolutely.
It's not enough to just have a good product anymore.
Nope.
Gotta stay ahead of the trends and anticipate the changing needs of your customers.
That's where understanding the local market comes in.
Absolutely.
Combined with a good awareness of national trends, the DFW retail sector is full of opportunities.
It is dynamic.
But you gotta have a strategic approach to navigate all the complexities.
And speaking of complexities, the Department of Justice is suing 6 big landlords for alleged rent fixing.
Yeah, I heard about that. Raises questions about the practices of large multifamily owners.
Yeah.
You know, even though this case isn't in DFW, it reminds us how important ethical business practices are.
Definitely.
And having a good understanding of those fair housing regulations.
That's important across the entire real estate industry.
For sure.
Now, let's look at some good news in DFW.
All right. What do you have?
There's been an increase in demand for industrial space, especially from logistics and e-commerce companies.
That makes a lot of sense. DFW's got that central location, strong infrastructure, business-friendly environment. It's a prime spot for distribution and logistics.
And despite the national trend of less retail construction,
yeah,
Dallas-Fort Worth is still a leader in new retail development.
Driven by a strong economy and population growth.
Right. This continued investment in retail construction in DFW is definitely a sign of confidence in the long-term prospects of the sector.
Shows you how important it is to understand those local market dynamics.
Now, shifting gears a bit to some financing news. Harrison Street, an investment management firm out of Chicago, they just raised $600 million for their very first fund dedicated specifically to data center investments.
That's a significant amount of capital. Just goes to show you how much interest is growing in data centers as a valuable asset class. It's a trend we're seeing both nationally and globally.
Data centers are more and more seen as essential infrastructure in our digital world.
Absolutely. And there's growing concern among those apartment developers in Los Angeles about those rising insurance costs.
After the wildfires.
Right.
It's a big challenge for developers.
Especially those focusing on affordable housing.
Those rising insurance costs can really make projects much more difficult.
They can make some developments totally unprofitable. It's a factor you absolutely have to consider when you are evaluating any potential investments.
It's been a jam-packed episode.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
From data centers and retail trends, to construction slowdowns, and even the impact of wildfires on insurance rates. It just goes to show how much the commercial real estate market is constantly evolving. It's full of challenges and opportunities.
Staying informed is key. Knowing these national and local trends, that's crucial for making good investment decisions.
And that's where Eureka Business Group can really help. We specialize in guiding investors through the DFW commercial real estate market, especially in retail.
Our focus is on staying ahead of the curve. We analyze market data, identify the latest trends, understand what our clients need.
We are more than just brokers.
We're your trusted advisors, here to help you make informed decisions and reach your investment goals.
We've thrown a lot of information at you today.
It can be a little overwhelming.
But don't worry.
That's what we are here for. We're passionate about sharing our expertise and helping our clients succeed in the DFW commercial real estate market.
So let's take a closer look at some of these news items and discuss what they could mean for your investment strategy. For example, we talked about how private capital is outperforming institutional investors. In the industrial sector, what does that mean for you?
It's really about a shift in dynamics. Private capital is getting more aggressive. They're seeking out opportunities. In a market where those institutional investors might be pulling back, this could mean higher yields, potentially, maybe a little bit more willingness to take on some risk.
Interesting. What does this mean for investors in DFW?
Well, it shows that the landscape is competitive, especially in that industrial sector. You got to be on your toes to get the best properties. You've got to understand those private capital groups, their motivations, their strategies.
All right, let's dive into this news about the DOJ lawsuit alleging rent fixing. Even though it's not in DFW, it must be causing some concern.
It brings up an important point about transparency, ethical practices in this industry. Now, while the case focuses on specific companies, it's a good reminder for all multifamily owners, even here in Texas. Make sure your operations are fair and compliant.
So you're saying everyone needs to double check their practices?
Exactly.
Okay. That family office buying that Uptown Dallas retail center, that's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah.
Kind of goes against the whole narrative of the retail apocalypse.
Right. It speaks to the fact that there's still value in well-located, high-quality retail space, and the fact that it was a family office making that purchase. It suggests a long-term vision for that property. They believe in the Uptown Dallas market.
Okay, let's talk about the Container Store. Filing for bankruptcy, what can retail investors in DFW learn from this situation?
Well, the Container Store struggled, and it really illustrates that retailers need to constantly adapt and innovate. They were known for organizational products, but they maybe didn't change fast enough. They didn't keep up with those shifts to e-commerce and consumer preferences.
So what about that news on the California wildfires and insurance rates? Does that have any implications for the DFW market?
Well, Texas doesn't have the same wildfire risk as California, but it's still wise to be mindful of environmental risks. Insurance costs are rising across the country, and you've got to factor that into your plans. Make sure you understand the specific risks tied to a property and get enough insurance coverage.
And California's new law protecting commercial tenants, is that something Texas investors should be paying attention to?
Absolutely. Legislative changes in one state can definitely influence other states. Stay informed on how those tenant-landlord laws are evolving across the country, because it could affect regulations here in Texas.
All right, so we've covered a lot. What does all this mean for potential investments in the DFW retail sector?
The big takeaway: DFW is still a thriving market. Tons of opportunities, especially in retail. But you got to be diligent. You got to understand the local market, be aware of those national trends, and really assess any potential risks.
And that's where Eureka Business Group can provide some valuable guidance. We've been helping clients succeed in the DFW commercial real estate market for years, and we specialize in retail.
That's right. Our team stays ahead of the curve. We're always analyzing that market data, finding the new trends, and understanding our clients' specific needs.
So if you're looking to make the most of the opportunities in DFW retail, we're here to help you.
We can help you navigate all the complexities, maximize your investment potential.
So it seems like there's a lot of uncertainty, but also potential for those who really know what they're doing.
Exactly. That's what we're getting at. The DFW market,
yeah.
You know, especially retail, it's always changing. You don't want to shy away from change. You want to understand it and use that to your advantage.
And that's where local expertise really comes in. Reading those national reports is one thing, but having people on the ground in DFW makes a difference. Understanding those little nuances of specific neighborhoods and submarkets.
Absolutely. Boots on the ground. That's where Eureka Business Group comes in. We live and breathe this DFW commercial real estate. We're right here in it, tracking all the latest changes, analyzing trends, building relationships.
Knowing the local market really can be everything, especially in a competitive market like DFW. It's about connecting those national trends to the opportunities right here, finding those hidden gems that others might miss.
Exactly. And it's about personalized guidance.
Yeah.
You know, understanding what each client wants to achieve, what are their investment goals, and then we tailor our strategies to meet those needs.
So if someone's listening and thinking about DFW retail real estate, what's the first step they should take?
Reach out to us. We love to talk to people, share what we know, discuss how we can help them navigate the market. Knowledge is power. And we believe in giving our clients the information they need to make smart decisions.
We've covered a lot today.
We have.
But there's always more to learn. Commercial real estate, it's dynamic.
It's exciting.
Definitely. Full of challenges and opportunities.
And Eureka Business Group is here to help you every step of the way. You know, we're committed to giving our clients the expertise, the guidance, and the support to achieve their investment goals right here in the DFW market.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the latest news, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
I'd say even with all the uncertainty, all those shifts happening nationally, DFW, especially the retail sector, is resilient. The key is to be smart, know your risk tolerance, and work with experts who can guide you.
Speaking of expertise, we at Eureka Business Group, we're passionate about helping our clients succeed in the DFW commercial real estate market, especially in retail. We know the local landscape, and we're committed to giving personalized service. That's why we've built a reputation for results.
We're not just brokers, we're advisors, here to work alongside you to reach your investment goals.
If you're interested in what we've talked about today and you want to explore DFW retail real estate, reach out to Eureka Business Group. We're here to share our knowledge and help you make informed decisions.
Remember, knowledge is power. Stay informed, stay ahead of those changes, and together, let's unlock the potential of DFW real estate.
It sounds like you're saying that even with all these national trends, the DFW retail market is still a good bet for investors.
Yeah, it's not about just investing anywhere, though. You got to be smart about it, strategic, you know? That's why we always tell people to find a local expert, someone who really understands DFW.
Someone like Eureka Business Group.
Well, we do know the DF company retail landscape pretty well. We've helped a lot of clients find success here, whether they're just starting out with their first investment or if they're already adding to their portfolio.
What's the biggest misconception you see investors having about retail in DFW?
I think a lot of people are still stuck on that retail apocalypse idea. You know, they see e-commerce growing and think that means physical stores are done, but it's not that simple.
So you're saying physical retail isn't dead. It's just changing.
Exactly. People still want experiences. You know, they want to touch and feel things, try them out before buying. And they like the convenience of shopping local. Smart retailers are adapting to all that, blending the online and offline experiences, creating places that offer something unique and engaging.
That makes sense. What advice would you give to someone brand new to commercial real estate, thinking about investing in DFW retail?
First things first, do your research. Know the market, what your goals are, how much risk you're comfortable with. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Get advice from people with experience.
And that's where Eureka Business Group can step in.
Exactly. We want to see our clients succeed in DFW commercial real estate. We offer all sorts of services. Market analysis, finding the right property, due diligence, managing the transaction. We're there every step of the way, giving you the information and support you need to make the right decisions.
So if you're interested in what we've talked about today and ready to take that next step, how can they get in touch with Eureka Business Group?
Our website's a good place to start. Give us a call or send an email. We're always up for a chat to see how we can help you reach your commercial real estate goals.
Sounds like DFW Retail has a lot to offer for the right investor. Any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Just remember, knowledge is power. The more you know about the market, the better decisions you'll make. And don't be afraid to partner with experts who can guide you.
That's great advice. Thanks to everyone for listening to our deep dive into commercial real estate. We hope you found this informative and insightful. Until next time, happy investing.